This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Election Commission has established direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar, and over 80% of electors in the state have already submitted their enumeration forms or EF. The Commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of enumeration forms well before the stipulated time of 25th of July. EC said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on 1st of August, electors have to submit their EFs, preferably along with eligibility documents. More from our correspondent.
The special intensive revision campaign for the voters list is underway successfully in Bihar. Over 80% of the total voters have submitted their enumeration forms after distribution. More than 6 crore 32 lakh voters in the state have submitted their form. In municipal corporations and other urban body areas, a large number of booth level officers have been deployed to accelerate the SIR drive. In the Patna Municipal Corporation area, sanitation workers have been engaged in collecting enumeration forms, assisting booth level officers. In Digha Assembly constituency of Patna Urban, 64% of the enumeration forms have been submitted. And similarly, pace is slow in Kumharar Assembly constituency, where 67% forms have been submitted by voters. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The World Health Organization, WHO, has recognized India's pioneering efforts in integrating artificial intelligence, AI, with traditional medicine, particularly Ayush systems, in its first ever technical brief titled Mapping the Application of Artificial Intelligence in Traditional Medicine. WHO document highlights India's achievements in applying AI to Ayurveda, Siddha, Yunani, Suvarikpa and Homeopathy. The WHO commended India's broader efforts, including digital platforms for online consultation, promoting digital literacy among Ayush practitioners and creating interoperable systems to integrate traditional medicine with mainstream healthcare. The All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, New Delhi, is organizing ShailiCon 2025, a three-day national seminar starting today in celebration of the auspicious Sushrut Jayanti. Celebrated annually on 15th July, Sushrut Jayanti commemorates the legendary Acharya Sushrut, revered as the father of surgery. With a theme focused on innovation, integration and inspiration, ShailiCon 2025 is poised to be a dynamic confluence of tradition and technology. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be visiting Singapore and China from today till 15th July. In Singapore, Dr. Jaishankar will meet his counterpart and the leadership of Singapore as part of the regular exchanges between the two countries. On the second leg of his two-nation tour, the External Affairs Minister will visit China to participate in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting being held in Tianjin. He will also hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the meeting. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Uttarakhand today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani said that heavy rainfall conditions will continue over parts of Uttarakhand and Rajasthan during the next 3 to 4 days. He added that similar conditions will continue over eastern part of the country, including West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha during the next 2 days. U.S. President Donald Trump has imposed a 30% tariff on imports from Mexico and the European Union starting August 1. The new tariffs were announced in separate letters posted on social media. In his letter to the European Union, Trump said the U.S. trade deficit is a national security threat. The announcement came after weeks of negotiations with key trading allies failed to produce a more comprehensive trade deal. Meanwhile, EU leaders have criticized the U.S. decision. European Council President Antonio Costa emphasized that tariffs act as taxes that fuel inflation and hinder growth. In cricket, host England will resume their second innings play against India on day 4 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. England were 2 for no loss at stumps on day 3 yesterday. They now hold a 2-run lead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.